Many people lose weight during cancer treatment and find it very difficult to eat enough calories to stop weight loss from happening. Even if you are overweight or even obese at the start of your treatment, this sort of rapid weight loss is not healthy and can be a sign that you're malnourished. Keeping well nourished is very important in helping you cope with your cancer treatment and its side effects. Dietitian Emma Slee specialises in making sure cancer patients eat enough calories. Emma, what steps can you take to keep the kilos on?
Try and eat small amounts sort of regularly throughout the day. It's really important that you're not skipping meals, so it's good to try and have sort of three meals a day. And if they're smaller meals than normal, definitely include a snack between your meals. So try and have breakfast, something at morning tea, have some lunch, some afternoon tea, some dinner, and then maybe some dessert or some supper.
What are some particularly good sources of protein and energy?
So good sources of protein include red meat, chicken, fish, eggs, nuts, legumes or lentils. Protein's really important to include every day. Good to try and include a high protein source at each of your meals, which is really important, especially if you've lost weight, to help maintain your muscle mass. Good sources of energy include full-fat dairy products, things such as cheese, nuts, avocado, butter, oil, honey.
All sorts of things.
All sorts of things, yeah.
What about things that are really going to up your calorie intake? I've heard that fortified milk is good.
Yeah, fortified milk's a really good way to get some extra nourishment in. So you can fortify your milk by buying some milk powder and adding a tablespoon of the milk powder to 250 ml or a standard cup of milk. This will make it more of a concentrated source of energy and protein, and then just replace your standard milk with this fortified milk. You can also add milk powder to other wet dishes such as soups, stews, casseroles or drinks such as milkshakes or smoothies, and it just means that you'll get some extra protein in your diet.
Now, you mentioned honey. What about sugar as well? I mean, I know those things are sweet, but do they have important uses, I guess, for flavour?
You can add things like sugar and honey to your meals, and it will be a good way to add some extra calories to your diet. There's not a great deal of nutrition in them, but they're a good way to add some extra calories to help keep your weight a bit more stable.
Okay, fair enough. That sounds like a good idea. Have you got any other tips to add in?
Where you can, if you find that you're just eating less than normal and you're finding it difficult to keep your weight stable, it's a good idea to try and sort of energy boost your meals, which means adding extra calories to your diet where you can. So try and use sort of your full-fat dairy products, add protein sources such as cheese to a sandwich or some lean meat to a sandwich, add things like cheese or cream to things like soups just to add a bit more calories. Make porridge with just your full cream milk rather than adding water as well. Little ways that you can just add extra calories and you're not having to consume any more.
How should you get those extra calories into your system?
Okay, well, if we start with breakfast, if you're having breakfast cereal, try using full fat milk rather than just your skim or reduced fat milks. If you're making something like porridge, make it with just the full cream milk and oats rather than diluting it with water. It just means that it will be a little more calorie dense. You can always try having some eggs on toast or some baked beans for breakfast as well to get a bit of extra protein in your diet. At lunchtime, if you're having a sandwich, add some cheese, some egg or some lean meat to your sandwich to get a bit of protein. You could use some avocado in your sandwich just to boost the fat content up slightly. If you're having a salad, try using a full-fat salad dressing and make sure there's some protein, so some nuts, egg or some meat in your salad as well, just to make sure you're getting a good protein source there. With dinner time, ensure again that you're having some protein with your evening meal, so whether it's some red meat, some chicken, fish. If you feel like something lighter, just have an omelette or some baked beans on toast, but make sure you are getting some protein in your diet.
That's dietitian Emma Slee. It's worth noting that sugar and honey can cause dental problems, so if you're eating them, just remember that mouth care is important.